For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn. John Kennedy, resident conductor and director of orchestral activities for Spoleto Festival USA, is our guest.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Who's in your orchestra this year?
Oh, all kinds of fabulous young musicians. We usually have a balance of about 50% alumni and 50% new people, and they are from all different parts of the United States and across the globe. And we've got some players with amazing academic backgrounds, people who are doing advanced degrees in music but who did undergraduate degrees at places like Harvard. So the level of super accomplishment of this younger generation never ceases to amaze me.
How did you find them and how did you select them?
Well, we do a nationwide audition process every January and February where we go to 10 cities across the country, including Charleston, but mainly focused at the great music schools with graduate degree programs, and then Miami where the New World Symphony is. And, you know, we have an audition process in which people first apply to our orchestra manager by submitting a resume showing their experience, and then he screens people out based upon their prior experience. Because the orchestra is selective enough now that if someone doesn't have a lot of prior experience or even other summer festival experience, they probably don't have a strong chance at getting into our orchestra.
The Spoleto Festival Orchestra is one of the backbones of the festival. How many different productions at the festival is your orchestra involved in?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, every year is different, but I mean, we always support, we're there for the operas. Our orchestra members play Paradise Interrupted. They do the Film with Orchestra concerts this year. There's two of those big events. And then St. Matthew Passion coming up this soon.
Decasia's tonight. What should we expect?
Oh, Decasia's a fabulous artistic experience, and it's a film by Bill Morrison that's really quite beautiful, a film without subject in which he's taken all of this old found film footage, digitized it, and turned it into a story about the past, and with images of everyday life and images of other culture, and showing them in a state of transition in this film, that which is actually decayed film. And so the imagery is, it's visual art, a moving image art, as if like looking at paintings and that move and that change in color and darkness and depth. And it really is a meditation on the past. And the music by Michael Gordon is all kinds of drones and rhythmic patterns that go intermingle and fall in and out of each other. And it's deliberately out of tune. Some musicians play a little sharp, some play a little flat, all on purpose. And so there's this sound that the music's falling apart too.
Very different from St. Matthew Passion on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Your colleague Joe Miller will be conducting. Tell us, that's a huge thing. How mm-hmm. many people on the stage? How big is that?
Yeah, well, you know, not being the conductor, I can't tell you precisely how many people will be on the stage, but it's a huge production. It's a major work. There are people, and Joe would probably argue it's like the greatest choral work of all time, if not one of the greatest masterpieces of music, and it most certainly is. It's the first time the festival's ever presented it. It's a huge undertaking, both for the Westminster Choir and the collaborating choirs from Charleston, which participate. And then the orchestra, of course, and the choirs are divided into two groups. So it's like a double orchestra, double choir, many soloists, and then a continuo group, which includes collaboration with our Baroque artists from the Veramonda Opera.
So did you have to arm wrestle for who got to conduct that?
No, not at all. I mean, Joe is the perfect conductor for it, and I wouldn't pretend to be the right person for that.
You'll find the influence of John Kennedy's baton all over Spoleto Festival USA. He's been our guest on Spoleto Today. Thank you, Maestro.
Thank you.
For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.